views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. And today we have a special guest. I'm excited about it because a couple of weeks ago on my show here, we did intuitive painting where I was doing the reeds and an intuitive painting. And we're going back into the art of it and the frequency. And this is, I was excited when Barbara contacted me, and I couldn't wait to bring her on to the show. We have today with us Barbara Evans. And she has been on quite the spiritual journey of awakening herself. Now, let me tell you a little bit about her. She went through a major transformation from being a high school teacher to a healer, artist, author. And this was all prompted by a life event when her father passed away that triggered a very deep passion for finding a new way of living and being in the world without pain and fear. I can really relate to that very much. When I read that, it really touched my heart with my own, what I've been through. And I know a lot of people would feel that as well. But during this journey, Barbara started to study alternative healing methods, became a Reiki master, a crystal resonance therapist, a shiatsu practitioner, an ordained minister. And however, the most significant milestone in Barbara's transformational journey involved her entry into the world of high vibrational healing art. With previously unrecognized gifts coming together in the creation of a series of image key paintings. And I received some of these, and I have them in front of me, and they are absolutely incredible. I have a book. It looks like two workbooks. One's a coloring book, even for children, we're going to be talking about. And then a deck of cards with all of these image keys on it. And they're incredible. This is radio, so use your imagination when we describe these to you. So we're going to really stimulate that for you. But we have her here with us. And she is going to be talking about her method of healing and through this art. Now, if you're just tuning in, we have interesting things going on with weather, power outages, things like that. So get creative if you have to switch over to something else. But I just want everyone to know we're here. We always have everything on archive. If for some reason you miss part of it, just know that we have recordings that you can go and download later. A lot of people love that because there's so much we pack into the shows. So I want you to know that as well. I have the, I'm going to see if I can bring it back up. I have the instant chat message up over at the, there it goes, over at transformationtalkradio.com. If you wanted to type in a message in the instant message window, that's down on the right hand column. Just go straight to the homepage. You can see where you can listen to the show live right there. There'll be a button right there on the homepage. And then down on the right, there's a little window where you can type in questions. I have that open if you wanted to bring something to the show or you had a question about Barbara. So let's bring Barbara on. Barbara, welcome to the Jen Royster Show.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be with you this morning.
Yes, and I mean, really, truly, this is beautiful. I had no idea you had one for children, and it's beautiful. I mean, you have so many things here. Let's start with with the word frequency. Let's explain what we're talking about raising that frequency. Okay. And then we'll talk about that method, this Eden method that you've created. Now, let's explain that a little bit so the readers understand what we're talking about with raising the frequency.
And to me, really, raising the frequency in its most basic form is moving into a place where you are living in a sense of peace and joy and able to appreciate the beauty that is around you, that you then become in tune with synchronicities within your life, and you see how everything is connected and fitting together. So you no longer feel so much of separation and fear and anger, and it can bring in just a whole new approach to life on a daily basis. And to me, that's what raising our frequency is. It's moving into that positive place, rather than being in a negative place.
Oh, absolutely. I know that when I very much connect that way. I mean, last night we had the giant snowflakes. No kidding. They were huge. They were bigger than a silver dollar last night, but they were so large. And then when they would land on the street, you could see the patterns in them. And it was exciting to me, because I was very much already feeling like I was connecting to the frequency of what we're talking about, because you're using a lot of sacred geometry. I mean, you're using sacred geometry, and that's in all of life. I mean, that's the building blocks. And it was incredible. I just felt, I for a moment there, I thought, we are in sync on a frequency thinking about this show today in that moment.
Yes.
And
yes.
I don't know if you did that last night or thought about today or this morning, but I felt like, Barbara, hi. I just said hi to you.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I could see, it was just incredible, but these were very large flakes, because we only had a little bit before, it was that spring big stuff before it went to rain down here, because I'm down in Virginia Beach, so we were quite plummeted like everybody else was. But they were so beautiful. These things were absolutely beautiful. The snowflakes were unique. But
they,
you could see the geometry in them because they were so big. Now, that's a lot of what you're doing in this art. And you can just, to me, when I do art, I'm just lost in it. I love just meshing, and I guess that word is becoming one with it, so to speak. And that's how I feel the frequency rising. I can be feeling very sad, or the emotion and the feeling can be, you know, I need to lift it. So my intention is to lift it. And then I move it into a lifted frequency. But when we are connecting this way with the frequencies, you're using this art form in sacred geometry, and you're doing a lot of healing with this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how is this helping someone, like through a trauma?
Well, I think it can help through a trauma in many ways, and the coloring books are particularly good for people who have experienced trauma. Because these sacred geometry patterns are found throughout nature, they are the building blocks of life.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
So they speak to our body. They speak to our physical body. They speak to our emotions. They speak to our mind. They speak to our spiritual self and remind us of what we know inside, and that is how to create health and well-being for ourselves. And so these patterns help to awaken what I sometimes call our divine blueprint. That we're born with, that contains everything that we need for this lifetime. They also help to awaken what I call our inner essence, which is that true self that we are. When you peel off all of the woundings that we may have received in this or other lifetimes, and you peel those away, and you find out who you truly are in the depths of your heart, and that, to me, is your inner essence. And this helps, this artwork helps to awaken that inner essence. It helps to inspire our DNA to awaken as well, because we often are not using our full complement of DNA. And so they help us to awaken to these new levels of being, which help in turn
now,
create that well.
Hang on for that thought, because that DNA awakening, I want to go into that a little bit more. We need to go to break right now, but when we come back, let's continue on with where you're going with that, with the DNA awakening through this type of art. Everyone, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my very special guest, Barbara Evans, and we are talking about the Eden Method, the art of raising frequency. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
You give me something I can hold on to.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
And we are back. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and my guest today is Barbara Evans, and we're talking about a method that she developed, the Eden Method, the art of raising frequency. And before we went to break, Barbara was sharing with us about how these art forms, these images, awaken the DNA. So I'm going to let you continue with that and pick up where we left off, Barbara.
Yes, it is really incredible to me, that the sacred geometry, which really is this language of the universe, can speak to us on such a very deep level that it can assist our DNA to awaken. And that's assisting what we already carry within us. It's not bringing something else in. It's just almost like an alarm clock, helping us to awaken what we carry, awaken what we came into this world to do. And as we do that, we get much more in touch with that inner essence that we are. And we find that gifts that we didn't know we had start to develop. And that is certainly how this art came into being for me. On this search to find a new way of living and being within the world, I first studied the energy healing, and was that included shiatsu and reiki. And then I was drawn to work with crystals and flower essences and essential oils and just studying all these different things. And then I discovered the sacred geometry. And at that point, all of these other steps and stages came together. And so it's almost like a Reiki session on in a piece of art, and that the art is helping to raise the frequency of any space in which it's placed. So you bring it into a room, and it's really bringing love and joy and beauty and feelings of peace and hope into your space, mm-hmm. elevating that frequency, so that every time you walk into the room, it's an invitation your energetic self to raise to its best self.
Yes, there's this part of us, and I really relate to what you're saying, because sacred geometry found its way into my life a few times. And you know, I would find that I was interested in something else, and then it would come up again. So I knew it was like an energy was calling out to me to go there a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And it did it again last year. So now I keep some of that around me, images of that. Your images are very much that, with the vivid of color. I'm very drawn to the color energy with art. But if you want to really open up that side of you, I mean, I've always been an advocate for that. I mean, this is a beautiful way to just connect and it's like this part of you inside is just, there's my co-host, Emmy, by the way, Barbara. That's who that is. And there she goes. There's this part of you inside that just seems to automatically connect with it, where your conscious mind is just having to follow it because it's going to do it anyway. That's what I felt. I'm asking in a complicated way, I guess, but I wanted to ask you if you have felt that magnetic pull coming from inside you with this, like that.
Definitely.
So everything's happening over here in my soundproof booth. Don't
right,
you love
and
it?
It's probably about to happen here because we have been away for a week.
Yeah. That's her special food being delivered at the front door. And that's what she doesn't like the person that brings it. She's never been okay with the UPS. But she'll stop in a minute. I'm sorry. She's on another floor. Anyway, did you hear me at all?
Oh, yes.
My listeners have actually grown very fond of Emmy. That's Emmy, the Akita. She has officially become the co-host when she does that.
Yeah.
She's a talker. So now there's this magnetic pull that you feel. It just
right.
did that with me. I'm asking it because it sounds like that's what you were feeling.
Well, it is. And the way I discovered this, because it's sacred geometry is certainly not something that I grew up with an awareness of. And I was, you know, into my spiritual awakening journey about 6 years into the journey. And I went for an energy healing session, and the healer, the energy healer, was wearing a necklace, mm-hmm. and the necklace was cut in a sacred geometry shape. And she said, you know, I think it would be really good if you had one of these. And she explained to me where she got it from. And I went off and I chose one for myself and one for my sister. And I was wearing it. And at the time I was doing journaling. And a few days later, I found myself writing in my journal, you need to find out what you are wearing.
Mm.
And it was like, oh.
Oh, I could just feel that when you said that. Wow.
So, this is some time ago. So I wasn't using a computer. So the way to find out for me was to go to my local metaphysical store. So I went in and I said, you know, I bought this jewelry and it came with this card that says the word Merkaba on it. And I don't know what that is. And the person said, I didn't know what it is either. And at that moment, a gentleman walked into the store and she said, he'll know. And so he was asked the question, and he just walked across the room, picked a book off the bookshelf, and held it in front of me. And it had, on the cover of this book, it was The Ancient Secrets of the Flower of Life by Drumbolo Melchizedek. And on the front cover of the book, in gold, was this symbol known as the Flower of Life.
Mm-hmm. And it was in the gold. That's significant as well.
Right. And wow. I was just totally captivated and knew that something really, really important for me had just happened. So that was my beginning with sacred geometry. And all of the artwork that I have done is related to that Flower of Life symbol.
See, and yes, that's true, because I'm looking through them right now, and they are. I saw that right off the bat, that Flower of Life, which is just so beautiful. I mean, that is what is the energy of how life just keeps going on. And it, you know, transitions from one physical form to the next and just keeps going. Yeah. It never really stops. It just shifts. You have several things here. I was playing. She has a deck of cards that I'm holding right here. And every one of them have a different image key on them. And they have a different theme, like love or freedom. And it was interesting, Barbara, people that enjoy using cards, like angel cards or tarot cards, or now these cards are more of they're the image keys, the sacred geometry, I guess, of these energies and these vibrations. So how would someone use this deck that you've created?
It's very simple in many respects. And that was one of the intentions, was that anybody would be able to pick up this card deck and just use it. Mm-hmm. So the very simplest way is you would shuffle the cards and you choose one. And the intention, as you may have a specific question, but it may be, which card is going to help me with my day today? Which energy do I need to bring in to help me have the best possible day? And then you pick a card and see which comes out. And the card deck, I think, is fairly unique in the fact that there are two cards with the same image on for each of them. One has the large image with the keyword, and the one in front of me is the freedom card. So the name of that particular image key is called Creating the New Dream. Mm-hmm. And it said, then there is the picture, and then underneath it says, my gift is freedom. And so this image is bringing into your life the frequency of freedom to create your highest dream. And then there's a partner card, which has a much smaller image, but it has words which capture the essence of the image. And so I usually recommend that people find the partner card to whichever one they have chosen and hold the larger picture in their left hand and the word card in the right hand. And simply holding those cards in your two hands is helping to bring about an energetic shift and change and balancing within every level of your being. And you can imagine breathing the energy of these images in through the palms of your hands and up through your arms into your heart, and then spreading them through the whole of your being, your physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and then out into the world all around you. And as you do that, many, many people can feel the energy. They might feel a little bit of tingling or a little bit of warmth, or they may feel waves of energy.
Right. I love that. We're going to take a break. And I wanted to say a little bit more about that. So just hang on, because we're going to talk a little bit more about the products that she has. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. My guest today, Barbara Evans with The Art of Raising Frequency. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
And you are listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen with a guest today, very special guest, Barbara Evans. And we've been talking about the Eden method that she has developed and the art of raising frequency. And we're talking about sacred geometry. And I have several of her her products here. I have a deck of cards with what, which was what we were just talking about before we went to break, and we're going to wrap that up and then move on. A beautiful book about all of this, these images, and just how you connect with all of these things. Now, before we went to break, Barbara, you were sharing how to use this deck of cards, and I know when I received them in the mail, I was, you know, going through everything and I was pulling the cards out to see how they worked. I tried several different things because I'm an out of the box thinker. So I believe, you know, a lot of times with energy, you just go with that intuition that you feel. And I kept shuffling them and I did it several times. And I had a card that continually kept just popping out. One time it jumped out of the deck, literally. It just went flying out the side. And it was the card Love, the transit of Venus. And it says, my gift is love. Now, obviously, that was a message to me. Bringing that up, I'm bringing what I experienced up to you, Barbara, to share with the listeners, because that happens a lot. A lot of people ask me, I keep getting the same cards over and over. What would you say to them about this, using this deck with that?
I feel that when that happens, it is a very special message, and it is, you know, really to be taken notice of. It's very unusual for a card to keep coming out of the deck time after time after time after time. And I've come across people where that has happened when they first received the deck, maybe for 2 weeks, that every time they shuffle the cards and they choose one, the same card comes out of the deck. And it's like, that is amazing and very, very important.
It is. And what I found very interesting with mine, I mean, it's February 13th, so we're talking about love. But that is the card that kept popping up for me. But I had also been doing a lot of deep meditation on the energy of love, being an energy healer, and sharing and trying to help people with understanding that that is the energy that is the healing energy, you know, all of that. And right. Also just to make sure that I'm also receiving it, things like that. So it didn't surprise me that it was this one coming up. But when it continually was popping up, I felt like there's something else they want me to understand or get my attention on, is what I took that as.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. May I just read the card to the listeners?
Yeah, I'm sorry?
May I read this love card to the listeners?
Oh, yes. I had it up, too. You go ahead. Please do.
Okay. So I have now got the love cards, one in each hand, the picture in my left hand and the words in my right hand.
And
so as I'm reading the words from the word card, it's as if the image, which is called Transit of Venus, is speaking. And that the frequencies and vibrations of this image are coming through my voice to everyone who's listening. So it says, I hold vibrations of pure liquid love. My purpose is to help you connect with and restore unconditional love within your daily life. I invite you to gently release all blockages to love and be the full love and light of your spiritual self within your physical body. Love is the energy of creation. Pure, unconditional love is love without judgment, love which allows you to be who you choose to be. At this time of awakening and transformation, you have the opportunity to to be empowered by the purest love of creation. Allow yourself to be empowered by love.
I love that. I am the love, love, love. I always describe things that way as well, but I do. This was very exciting, even though, you know, you feel like, well, yes, this is what I do. This is my purpose. I still feel like there's so much more we can continually learn to embrace.
Mm-hmm.
The more you do it, the more, like, if for some reason I have a discomfort in my physical body, you know, I learned through this path that I've taken in life to send love to that part of my body and to just acknowledge it, not complain about it, so to speak, because it will release. It really does. I believe that it will heal, and this is how miracles happen. So I wanted to share that with the listeners. I didn't really have to share my personal one that came up, but I did because I wanted to share with them, if they're using your cards, how to do that and how to really get the most out of that.
Right.
Now, and thank you for reading that. I had them in the my hands the same exact way. It was almost where, like, oh, yes, I'm with you. Now, tell us a little bit about the book. I have the book here, Messages of Universal Wisdom. And then we also have Connecting Through the Heart. Looks like a workbook that you color and write notes in. Mm-hmm. Looks more like this one's more for adults. And yep. Then there's one for children. Called Coloring for Joy. So I'd like for you to just explain a little bit about those and how you use them in the method.
So Messages of Universal Wisdom actually was the first of these tools. I'd been going out and teaching workshops, and people kept asking me, you know, how did this all begin? They wanted a book, and this is what I was guided to produce, and it did take a considerable number of years. But it has that energy within the book, and so the frequencies are within the book. You've got lots of colored photographs, and it describes really how each one of the first 13 image keys came into being and some of the crystals I used in their creation. And I think of each of these images as having a story behind it, and so it tells the story of each of the images. And as you're reading the story, it's holding you in that frequency. It's almost like creating that frequency as a cocoon around you, cradling you in that energy so that you can really absorb it. And it's an invitation for you to take steps in your own journey. It also has pieces about my journey and the stages that I took along the way. And so that was the first of the healing tools. Then the card deck came next. And then the two newest pieces are these two coloring books. Coloring for Joy. Where do I start with that one? We'll go back to the other one.
This is the one that she's speaking about. And if we run short on time, we'll pick up when we get back because we're getting close.
Okay.
This is the one that's for children. It has the dolphins on it.
Right. So I had started the adult one. I was working on the adult one. And the intention for the adult one was to help people who it was really to help people in healthcare situations. And my dream is for that to really move into our healthcare organizations and systems to help patients to bring back those fragmented parts of themselves that they have that's occurred as a result of trauma.
Okay, and hold that thought because I do want to talk about that. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we want to talk about those last two recent books that you have pulled out, and we're about the health care and trauma. Mm-hmm. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. My guest today, Barbara Evans, talking about the art of raising frequency. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune
in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Get ready to rock. You asked and we delivered. Friday, February 14th. New redesigned interactive websites. Listen online or download the app. The Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio are bringing the heat. Go to thedrpatshow.com and transformationtalkradio.com. This Friday, you do not want to miss this.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
And we are back. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Barbara Evans. We've been talking about the Eden Method, the art of raising frequency. And right before we went to break, we were talking about the two coloring books, so to speak, one for grownups and one for children. So, Barbara, tell us about these two books. Hello, Barbara? Oop. I don't know if you're there or not. Barbara, you there?
I am here.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. That's good.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So through workshops, I had discovered that it was incredibly powerful for people to color in images, the sacred geometry images that I had drawn. So I call those templates. And so I put together these two coloring books, and they have a combination of my artwork, which is an energetic inspiration, and then pages to color. There are some, in the adult one, there are, with, underneath each of my images, there is an inspirational sort of message, which is almost like a short meditation. So this one I've opened, and the image says, Awakening Wisdom. As you prepare to color your next mandala, consider wisdom emerges through integrating life experiences with clarity of thought. Coloring this mandala encourages you to connect with your innate inner wisdom. And that sort of gives you a focus while you then pick the colors and do your own creative work on the next page. And then there's journaling space.
Yes, there's journaling. And I just randomly opened the grown-up book, and guess which one I opened it up to?
The
Connecting Through the Heart, Healing Emotions, Waves of Love.
That love word again.
I'm just going to say, bring it on. Flow through me generously.
Yes.
To me and to another is how I feel. But I know when I said, oh, she's going to love that, that just opened right up to that again. So you can almost use the coloring book like the deck of cards.
And you can. Absolutely.
I mean, you can just say, okay, what should I do today?
And if you
wanted to do it more than once, I guess you could just do a tracing.
Yes.
And so you could do it again. I noticed that what's sticking out to me in here is that you did all of the drawings that you color in a gold ink.
Yes. And that was very important to me. All of the artwork that I have created, the image keys, gold has been incredibly important. A lot of them have silver in as well, but not all of them have silver. But the gold, that golden light of wisdom and healing. When the templates were drawn, right from the very beginning, I've had people coloring in golden templates. Yes, very important aspect.
In the children's book, it's the gold.
Yeah.
They're designed a little bit differently. But some of them have the dolphins or some color, but just incredible books. Barbara, where can people learn more about the Eden Method?
Well,
and where can they get these products or reach out for you? And if they had any questions about this, let's tell everybody listening how they can find you out there. And
well, my website is theedenmethod.com, www.theedenmethod.com. Okay. And there's lots of information. You can email me from there. And there is lots of shopping opportunities on the website as well. All of these products that we've talked about are on my website. And then the card deck and the book are also available on Amazon. On my website, there is a special offer right now. If they put in the code EDEN15 at checkout, you get a 15% discount and free shipping within the U.S.
And that's at your website?
That's at my website.
Okay. So if you put in EDEN15,
yes,
when you are checking out, you'll get the 15% discount over at theedenmethod.com, right?
Correct.
All right. Oh, that's nice. So everybody listening, there's your coupon code there. I definitely say go check this stuff out because it is really beautiful. I've just been flipping. I know I've made all kinds of noise, but we've had all kinds of noise today in the show. But I'm looking through all these items while we're on the show, and this is real. To me, it's real. Let's keep it real. Let's help people. And before we go, Barbara, one more thing I wanted to address was you really wanted to see this helping people with trauma or going into healthcare. We have a few minutes left. Let's share that. What you want to do in there, what you want to see, how this will be working with people that will help them.
Right. So my original inspiration was when my father had cancer and passed out of this world. And so I now feel that I have tools that can help people who are in that situation, who are in a traumatic place within their lives, and that this can help them awaken that inner essence and bring more peace and this energy of love, which is this divine energy that surrounds us, to help them to connect to that. And for the children as well, the coloring book can help to strengthen any child to bring that connection to their gifts and their essence. But for children who've been through trauma, it is amazing to help them reconnect with who they are and, stay firm within this world and keep their gifts alive.
And, you know, sometimes we just shut down and disconnect when we've had something happen. And it's just getting that door open again and not feeling the fear and knowing that we can choose something that has no fear. Fear is, you know, the illusion, really. What's really real is the love. There's the love word again. But I use that word constantly. So that is very much a part of my work here. And I love that it came up and was doing that today. So that meant something very tender to my heart as well. Barbara, I have very much enjoyed sharing your work. And I so much that, I mean, I was getting lost and I felt very playful. I also noticed that I was feeling very playful while I was going through the products here. I even used the word, I played with the cards a little bit.
Right.
But to me, I just felt the frequency of having fun connecting with it.
Yes. Play is so important. And I love that aspect of it. And, you know, there is that intention there.
Absolutely.
That we can do this spiritual growth.
And thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
For everyone that was listening, one more time before we go off the air, Barbara Evans, go check it out at www.TheEdenMethod.com. All of her products are there. There's a discount code, Eden15. If you buy anything, you can get 15% off. And for those that want to reach out and let me know your thoughts about the show today, I'd love some feedback. Go check it out. Write me over at the Jen Royster Show, the JenRoyster.com website, JenRoyster.com. I also have links, and we'll have the archive links up over there as well as also on the Transformation Talk Radio website. They're there as well. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. I send much love, light, and happiness to you, Barbara, and to all the listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you for being part of our listening family. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.JenRoyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduce prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.